Dr. Saber, S-A-B-E-R-E-L-I-E, dictating a office consult office note on patient Laura Perales, P-E-R-A-L-E-S, Laura, L-O-R-A. Date of birth 9/24/1977, date of service 6/12/2023, prepared of the patient. He's 45-year-old female presenting to my office to be established with me as a doctor, period. She has had history of prior COVID-19 infection in 2020. History of vitamin D deficiency, period, paragraph. Past surgical history includes a left wrist ganglion cyst removal, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is married, has two kids. No smoking. She does drink 4 drinks a week. No drug use. She works in sales. Family history: father with hyperlipidemia and prostate issues, mother with hypertension and skin cancer. She has 2 sisters and 1 brother that are healthy. Period. Review of system reveals headaches. She has noticed her blood pressure elevated at home, in the 150s, 140s, systolic. She also mentions to have chest pains periodically, on and off. No palpitations, no shortness of breath or cough. She denies any heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation reported. She does have occasional nocturia up to 2 times at night. No straining upon urination. Complete bladder emptying. She does have stress incontinence at times. She does have irregular periods and no leg swelling or other systems that even are negative. Immunization: she did receive 2 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 gene therapy back in 2020. Period. Paragraph. Current medications: none. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above: HNT, pupils around the exit to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no lead prepagger. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no more S1, S2, no more measure, no friction, but lung ductile to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, or abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guardian rebound or rigidity. Extremities: there is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me from Houston Methodist reveal the following. Her vitamin D level was 17. Her CMP and CBC was within normal range. Her abdominal ultrasound back in 2020 shows an ectopic right kidney with a size of 7.6 cm, left kidney is 12 cm. She had a fatty liver on ultrasound as well. Also, she had an MRI of the abdomen that shows the hemangioma of the liver, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, a right ectopic kidney, a small. We are going to do a renal scan to do a split function. She may be having a solitary left functioning kidney. Her kidney function overall is great. We are going to monitor, avoid nephrotoxic agents, namely NSAIDs. Next, hypertension. We are going to start patient on irbesartan, 75 milligram daily. She is to check her home blood pressure measurements and log it for us to review next visit. Next, diagnosis: fatty liver. Patient will be started on liver support supplements. She was advised to lose 10% of body weight and do some exercise and avoid alcohol, period. Next, diagnosis: severe vitamin D deficiency. Will start patient on cholecalciferol 50,000 units daily, and then after for 15 weeks, and then vitamin D3/K2 5,000/180 microgram daily thereafter, period. Paragraph. I'll see patient back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss her workup earlier if need be, and to recheck on her blood pressure. End of report. Thanks.